Well, let's go now to New Orleans, which has one of the highest per capita death rates from COVID-19 in the United States. And the homeless population is especially at risk. We're joined now by Martha Cagle, who is executive director of Unity of Greater New Orleans, which provides housing and services to people who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. Martha, welcome back. And how is the coronavirus affecting your work?
Well, we've always felt urgency about the work of housing homeless people because we know how fragile their health is. But because of the pandemic, our work has moved from urgent to absolutely frantic. And it's all being done in an atmosphere of high anxiety, I guess, with a pall of overriding gloom. The coronavirus is so widespread in New Orleans that one of the shelter workers has died. A number of Unity staff got sick early on. Many of the shelter staff are sick. Many of our staff, like many New Orleanians, do have underlying health conditions. So all this makes the work even more challenging. Our big focus is on moving homeless people off the street into hotels because we know that many homeless people already have coronavirus. Nobody is keeping data on how many have died, but these are very, very vulnerable people. And so, you know, it's a very challenging situation to protect the most vulnerable people in our community when everyone is so affected, but that is exactly what we're trying to do. So far, we've moved, in cooperation with the city and state, 240 homeless people into hotels, but we still got probably the same number left on the street.
Well, and I imagine there are even concerns there. If you put a lot of people into a hotel, that could end up being a breeding ground for coronavirus.
Well, theoretically, it shouldn't be, but unfortunately, there was an incident. We've used seven different hotels, and one of those hotels, one that was not being overseen by my organization, was recently revealed to not be following basic social distancing guidelines. That has been corrected. But it needs to be noted that on the street, conditions are by far the most dangerous. On the street, there's a lack of basic sanitation. There is almost no food or water available anymore since Good Samaritans and groups aren't providing that anymore. And people are clustering and very close to one another. So it's very clear that this really is the remedy because it makes total sense. In a hotel, people have their own individual living unit. They can safely isolate from others. They have their own bathroom. They have a decent bed to sleep on, none of which is available on the street. And we're providing food and water, three meals a day. It's a mad scramble to, you know, do all this, but it's so urgent.
What about the other services that you provide in normal times, including helping people get addiction treatment, medical treatment for chronic illness and mental illness? Are you able to do any of that right now?
It's very challenging because there isn't money in place yet. So we are providing the case management ourselves because it's absolutely critical. You can't just put people in hotels without somebody there to help them get medical care and help them find permanent housing. This is a special needs population. Many people have mental and physical illnesses. We're just scrambling to take care of people. But out on the street, they have none of that.
You're dealing with the existing homeless population. How concerned are you that with all of the people in this country who have lost jobs or income because of the coronavirus pandemic, that you're going to see a jump in homelessness following this outbreak?
That is exactly what the concern is, and that's why everyone needs to be advocating that income supports and housing supports are provided for all the vulnerable people who will be pitched into homelessness. This is a crisis that is not going to end in a month. It's not going to end in 2 months, but it's going to be an ongoing problem. And I think we now see in this country that the health of all of us is only as good as the health of the most vulnerable people.
That is Martha Cagle, who is the executive director of Unity of Greater New Orleans. That's an organization that provides housing and services to people who are homeless. Martha, thank you so much, and best of luck to you in the good work you're doing.
Thank you so much.